Let me ask you something. What if what you allow becomes the standard? Think about the moments that do not feel important enough to address. Something happens, you notice it, you let it go. Not because you agree with it, and not because you missed it, but because it does not feel worth stopping everything to deal with. Now, those moments feel small when they happen. But what if they are not? This is Echoes from the Peak. Most of the time, nothing about those moments stands out. You're moving through a day that already has more than enough to manage. There are conversations that need clarity, decisions that need to be made, and situations that require your attention right away. When something shows up that does not rise to that level, it is easy to move past it without much thought. It feels like you're making a reasonable call. I mean, you're not ignoring anything important. You're choosing where your attention goes and deciding what deserves to be addressed and what does not. And in that moment, nothing challenges that decision. So your conversations continue and your situations move forward throughout the day, and whatever you noticed fades quickly because there's no immediate consequence that pulls you back into it. So you keep going without any sense that something just started to take shape. What is easy to miss is that other people are not experiencing that moment the same way. They are not only paying attention to what is said or what is done. They are also noticing what is accepted. When something happens and it's not addressed, that moment does not disappear once it passes. It settles into how the situation is understood by the people who were there. No one needs to stop and analyze it for it to have an effect. It becomes part of what they carry forward and into the next interaction. And then the next one after that. Now, the first time something happens, it may stand out. It could feel slightly off. It could create a brief sense that something should have been handled differently. But if nothing happens, that feeling doesn't stay. The next time, it feels more familiar. And by the third or fourth time, it no longer feels unusual. It starts to feel like something that belongs in that environment. And it's not because anyone decided it should be that way, but because it continued without interruption. And once it continues long enough, it stops feeling like a moment. It starts to feel like a pattern. And when something becomes a pattern, people stop questioning it. They adjust to it. They begin to operate within it and often without realizing it. What was once noticeable becomes something they rely on when they decide how to respond. They do not need a rule to tell them what matters. They just look at what continues. And what continues without interruption starts to feel like the way things are supposed to work. Now, there is another way this shows up that is even easier to overlook. It is not always tied to bigger situations. it shows up in smaller interactions that feel routine. Someone says something that is slightly out of line in a meeting, and the conversation, it keeps moving. It is not extreme enough to stop everything, so no one addresses it. But later, something similar happens again, and it passes the same way. Now, nothing about those moments feels important on its own. But over time, the tone of how people speak begins to shift. What once felt out of place starts to feel normal. It could be how someone handles a situation in a way that is not quite aligned with how you would expect it to be handled. Now, it works well enough to move forward, so it is left alone. But the next time, it happens again in a similar way. And eventually, that becomes the way situations like that are handled. And it was not because it was chosen. It was because it was never interrupted. The difficult part is that you are inside this while it is happening. You are not stepping back and watching patterns form. You are making decisions in real time, often with limited time and limited information. You rely on judgment to decide what deserves your attention and what does not. When something does not feel important enough to address, it is easy to assume it does not carry much weight. But weight is not always visible in the moment it is created. Some of the things that shape an environment the most are the ones that never felt significant enough to interrupt when they first appeared. They build slowly. And because they build slowly, they do not draw attention to themselves. If you could step outside those moments and watch how they accumulate, you would see something different. You would see that inaction does not leave a situation unchanged. It allows it to continue. And continuation becomes meaning over time. People do not wait for something to be explained before they decide what matters. They watch what holds. And what holds without interruption, well, it becomes something that they rely on. Now, there is a point where this starts to come back to you. Not immediately, and not in a way that's very easy to trace. It shows up in how people approach you, in what they assume you will accept before they even say anything, in the way they decide what is worth bringing forward and what is not. Now, you may notice that certain things are no longer raised, or that situations arrive already shaped in a certain way. It can feel like something has shifted. And when you look at it closely, it rarely comes back to a single moment. It comes back to a pattern. Not something you chose directly, but something that formed through moments that did not seem important enough to address when they happened. This becomes more visible the more responsibility you carry. People are not just responding to what you say. They are adjusting based on what they believe will be accepted. They notice where attention is applied and where it is not. They learn what changes direction and what continues as it is. That shapes how they move. It shapes what they bring forward, what they hold back, and how they interpret what is expected of them. And most of that happens before anything is said directly. I believe most people think about standards as something that needs to be defined, something that is explained, reinforced, and made clear through conversation. But in practice, standards are often shaped by something quieter. They are shaped by what continues, by what is repeated, by what is left alone long enough to feel normal. And that does not mean every moment requires a response. It means the moments that are left alone are not neutral. They become part of what others understand as acceptable. That is today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If what you allow becomes the standard, what is being reinforced right now that you have not chosen directly? And how much of what feels normal today began as something that did not seem important enough to address? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.